Yo, what's poppin' and why? It's your host, Mr. KGav, in the building with a brand new episode of NY Certified, the podcast. We on Google, Spotify, Apple, any and everywhere you get your podcast. We on Apple Market, Google's Market, wherever you at, we got it. This week, happy Thanksgiving. A very special happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Shout out everybody all around the world, everybody checking out the show, all the new listeners, everybody who's been showing love since day one. You already know, hit me up at Mr. KGav on Twitter or Mr. KGav Beats at gmail.com. You already know it's going down. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, everybody, you know, whether it be being thankful for something, having your family around, you know, good food, or going to other people's house to get food, is just always a very special holiday. You know, there's really no, you know, it's not about gifts or buying people gifts and stuff like that. So it's just real good. You know, everything, you know, just feels better when you're around with your family. And, you know, Thanksgiving is great. The parade, the Macy's parade, went on with no restrictions. No restrictions, when I mean, it's COVID. No COVID restrictions. A lot of people have been falling back when it comes to the COVID restrictions, protocol, procedures. Even at my job, they not asking for no vaccination, no proof of vaccination required. And a lot of places is doing that. They say masks are optional. And a lot of places they do offer masks if you need them. This week, they had a whole Thanksgiving dinner on the L train. That was a crazy video. They actually had it catered. But that was a great thing to see in New York. People eating good food, being in a holiday spirit, Thanksgiving spirit. So, you know, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Right now, for me, I know it's really about me, just with my family and being thankful for everything that I have. You know, my family, my sister, my neighbor, you know, everybody who, you know, shows me so much love and so much support. It's definitely a great time. I'm so grateful and so thankful for everything I have. Another top story, VA shooter, the gunman at the Walmart. The story goes, you know, the dude was at work, basically a supervisor at Walmart, and supposedly they were saying like it was all good, but then they saying they found a list of employees and shifts, and so he was getting treated some kind of way, or he was feeling some kind of way towards you know, his co-workers. He went in there, shot, you know, 10, you know, 6 people, killed 6 people. You know, our prayers and condolences go out to those people and those families. You know, is that's crazy. You know, you're going to work, you're minding your business, you doing what you gotta do, man. You're not out there selling drugs, you ain't out there killing nobody. You're not doing nothing, and here goes, you know, you getting killed, and you at work at Walmart. You know, like, that hurt, bro. Like, that, I hear something like that, and I just think, like, wow, man. Like, if that was my family, if that was my relative, somebody that I really cared about, they just had work. You know what I mean? It's just so, so sad. I seen a couple videos. I seen the one video of him, you know, talking nonchalantly, laughing or whatever. Then they showed another video of a dude that got spared. You know, he actually got spared, and he was just like, yo, I seen him when he was going in, and da-da-da. You know, so it's real, real sad. You know, when I seen that story, I was just like, phew. You know, these people, you know, lost their lives, you know, right before the holidays, right before Thanksgiving. You know, they probably not even thinking like that. They thinking, you know, no matter what, man, you can't justify taking these people's lives. No matter, even if they treated you like shit, excuse my French, if they made you feel some kind of way, you know, even if they wasn't the nicest people, you know, they ain't deserve to lose their lives. Then I think the dude killed himself, if I'm not correct. But, you know, my heart goes out to all those people. You know, it was definitely premeditated. You know, the dude had a kill list, a list of names, people, co-workers that he was trying to, you know, I guess, take out. And, you know, he took out some people, and that's just a crazy, crazy story. Crazy story. Today, Thanksgiving Day, the Elite is trending, and CM Punk is trending. So this, I'm going to go into a little tangent, you know, because some people don't watch wrestling, but, you know, CM Punk used to be a wrestler for WWE back in the day. Now he was with AEW, and some drama went down. So the Elite is a new team, you know, and they trending because they back, but CM Punk ain't back, and, you know, it's I don't know, man. It's crazy how, you know, CM Punk was just the champion. CM Punk was just the champion, bro. He just won the belt. He was just on top of the world. Top of the world. What? They don't get no better than that. Being the champion in your sport, being a top of your sport. Now he ain't there no more. He did like a press, you know, little thing where he like buried the company and like shitted on the company. So, you know, they basically, you know, bought him out his contract, or the reports are that they buying him out his contract. So the Elite is trending. CM Punk is trending. They both trending. You know, I know it probably bores a lot of people, but, you know, there's no way, you know, you work for a company and they just gonna let you shit on the company. You know, like, you work for the company. You know what I'm saying? You work for them. No matter how many you may feel, no matter how many you may disagree, you might not appreciate what they do, you might not like what they do, but at the end of the day, you work for the company. You work for the company. You know, when I heard the press thing that set this whole thing off, and CM Punk was just like, yo, these dudes couldn't even manage a Target or something. You know, he started talking. You know, he talking like he can't be touched. Like, I cannot be touched. I cannot be fired. I can't be taken off television. This, that, and that's exactly what they did. They took him off television, stripped him of the title, and kept him moving. You know, you cannot go against these people, you know, especially when you're working with them. You know, it just goes back to the Kanye. You know, he was like, oh, Adidas can't get rid of me. They can't do this, do that. That's exactly what they did. They got rid of him immediately. Immediately. You know, you can't get rid of him. Immediately, get rid of him. And, you know, and now they talk, poof, that Kanye, they talking about, you know, Adidas is still going to sell sneakers. They're going to sell it under a different name if they have to. They're going to do this, do that. Whatever they're going to have to do to make their money, they going to make their money. Point, period, blank. They going to make their money. With or without Kanye, they already, they not even trying to hear nothing. They tried to work with him, he started saying something else because, you know, he found out they was trying to sell his sneakers. They trying to sell his sneakers and basically say, like, he ain't do it. Like, you know, they trying to sell same-ish sneakers and he's with them. Supposedly money's missing, this and that, third. I don't know. We're going to talk about it later in the show. Maya Adams on this Thanksgiving Day went to Harlem. Went to Harlem to give out meals with the Reverend Al Sharpton. You know, everybody's giving back, you know, Meals on Wheels, all these other places. You know, even the vieja on the block, she seen me. She was like, you know, they giving food up the block on Watson. Ba, 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 da, da, da. You know, it's just good to see people out here helping other people, giving people food, giving back, helping people, you know, people that really need it. Might not have the money, might not have the food, might not, you know, she showed me her plate. She ate that food real good. So, you know, I know she definitely, there's just some people in a situation, they can't do it. They just can't do it. So, you know, there's such a great thing to see all these places help out and help other people. Also, the man went to Rikers to have a meal with a baby and her mother and this and that. He's still, I don't know. He's still on this thing like they can handle Rikers without the feds interfering or going in. But it's like, if you could have did it, don't you think you would have did it already? Like, let's just say the last 5 years. They don't think if you change something, you ain't going to change it. You know, I know it happens slow because that's a different type of facility, different type of place, but I don't know what they're going to do with that. Some people's just saying, just close it. Just close the whole Rikers. Other people's talking about you could remanage it, rework it. So we don't know at this point, but we will see. Here we go. Fire. In Hunts Point, people was jumping out of windows. You know what I'm saying? Jumping for their lives, man. Another fire leaves 2 people dead in Morris Heights. Our prayers and condolences go out to those people. Like I said, man, it's just, they not here no more. You know, like, you can't tell me you don't feel that, man. They not here. They can't enjoy their Thanksgiving. You know, they talking about that one might have been electrical fire. You know, my heart goes out to those family and to everybody affected. Man shot and killed, Ho Avenue near Katona Park. Man in his 30s is found, you know, shot and killed. You know, things like that. It's like, I remember they were talking last week, they found another dude dead. They couldn't ID him. It's like, come on, man. Like, I hear these stories, I'm like, damn, young dudes, you know, just getting killed, losing their lives. You know, they should be here. They should be alive. You know, doing things, going to work, seeing their family, spending holidays. It's like, now these people, it's all funerals. It's all funerals, man. I feel so bad. Elon Musk this week unbans Donald Trump, reinstates Donald Trump's Twitter. Reports saying that Trump will not be back. He will be on his own app, this and that. But then Musk is, you know, trolling him with memes and pictures, and he's coming back, tweeting back, like, oh, well, that's funny. And this, so I don't really know. I don't know what's happening. I think, you know, Trump will definitely be using Twitter and be on Twitter to make sure that he tries to win this election and tries to, you know, get back. He's talking about he's trying to make America great again. I don't know when he made it great, and I don't know when he's going to make it great again, but he will definitely have a good shot. He got a shot. You know, people been clamming for tax breaks and money and this and that, da, da, da. So with him in there doing that, he definitely going to hold it down for them and make some changes and switch some stuff up for them. So, you know, definitely they trying to have Biden stay in power. And he looks like he going to do it. He look like Biden don't look like he going anywhere. But I could be wrong. A lot can happen. A lot can change. So we will see. I even think Kanye West talking about he running or he wants Trump to run with him or this and that. When I see it, I'll believe it. And then we will talk about it on the show. You already know. Hit me up at Mr. KGav on Twitter or MrKGavBeats@gmail.com. Brand new episodes every week. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving 2022 is going down. Everybody's with the family, with their friends. You know, if you by yourself, you know, just be thankful, you know, for your health and your life. You know, so many people with, you know, illness and sickness and people all around the world that might not have what you have, might not have the food or the friends or the, you know, family, you know. So it's for a time, just be thankful in any part of life, any type of life you have, just be thankful for what you have, man, and be grateful. And just, you know, definitely for another year for us to, you know, work hard and, you know, be humble and just work hard and just do what we gotta do, man. This year, Black Friday tomorrow, the day after Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, you know, that's when you could get all the Black Friday deals, but you get it online on the Monday after the weekend. So if you don't got no money, you gotta wait till Monday. You could do it digitally on Monday. If you getting paid tomorrow, Black Friday, the deals is going crazy. Places, you know, where it used to be $400, $500, you're getting it for $100. A lot of places, there's 50% off. So if you, you know, saw something for $900, you could get it for $450. You know, there's a lot of good deals on Black Friday. So definitely check it out. And Cyber Monday online, there's a lot of good deals, a lot of things to look at. So definitely check it out. A man in Penn Station, a man tries to kidnap a 10-year-old boy. You know, this types of stuff just make me sick to my stomach. You know, this dude, you know, followed the kid, was riding the train, and, you know, luckily his siblings saw what was going on and got on the train and saved this little boy, 10 years old. You know, that's why I said, like, these people, they can't ride the trains by themselves. Like, people who let these kids ride the trains by themselves, they can't do it. The moment these people think these kids is alone, they trying to kidnap them and take them, abuse them. Like, it was so terrible to hear that story, man. You already know, man gets stabbed on the train. You know, the dude asked for a cigarette and then try to rob the dude and stabbed him. So you gotta watch yourself. People, you know, they ask you for the time, ask you for a cigarette, you know what I mean? Ask you anything. It's like, yo, you gonna stab me and rob me. Like, that's crazy. So y'all gotta be careful, people's out here going boo-boo, desperate. No money, it's getting crazy. So make sure you're out here really, really on point and making sure you on point for real. We gonna keep it going. Woman slashed in a hate crime. You know, a woman is getting it too. Look, it's like, it's not even a joke. It's like this woman got slashed. And a good Samaritan, a good dude, tried to help her out. And he ended up getting slashed. And it was bloody and messed up. And he didn't even know the girl. He didn't even know. He just tried to help her. He ended up getting slashed. So, please, please, please be careful. You know. Man. You know, that's a hard one. You know what I mean? You try to help somebody, you get slashed. So, it's definitely, you gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. Thanksgiving, man. You know. A Queens teen is missing. You know, she's 17 years old. You know, she went missing. You know, people was trying to look for her. You know, that's like the worst kind of news. Like, you know, your daughter's missing. Or she went missing. Like, oh, man, I hope this little girl gets found. You know, sometimes these kids, they run away. Sometimes, you know, they just, you know, they go. They need some time, but... You know, I really hope nothing bad happens to this child. I hope that they can get back home and spend the rest of their time at home. And, you know, real talk. 17, that's a hard time. That's a hard time when you're that age. But, you know, do not give up. Do not give up. You know, it gets better. You just got to put in the work. You got to really understand, like, work is good for you. It's good for when it's hard and stuff like that. You know, some people, they need to walk, exercise. You know, some people need to eat right. Some people need to do these things. And not just because you got a health issue or you diabetic or this and no, because you just want to live longer or be healthier or be a good example for your children, your child that looks up to you. Whatever you want to do, you could do, but it takes work. Bronx dispensaries, you know, getting their licenses up, you know, so it's definitely going, it's moving slow, but they definitely, I thought it was a joke. I never thought it would happen, but it's happening, and people's getting licenses, and it's real. It's real. If you notice, there's a lot of smoke shops popping up. And a lot of places popping up where you will be able to buy smoke regularly. Like, you will be able to buy that, you know, that GG or that Runt or whatever. And you'll be able to buy it in the store and just walk out the store. Like, a lot of places already doing it. But, you know, it's like, come on. Like, a lot of places already doing it without licenses. But to be able to buy it and buy it legally, no problem. You know, I'm glad to see the laws already passed and everything changed, but to see that legally and everybody just doing it like it's nothing, that's gonna be a sight to see. Now, the next story I want to talk about, I don't know if y'all heard, Jason David Frank, formerly the White Ranger, the Green Ranger, and the Power Rangers, he passed away this week. JDF passed away at the age of 49. You know, so many people was showing pictures and posts and times. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, the actor, you know, committed suicide and hung himself. And it's just, it was such a sad story. So sad to hear. He was going through a divorce with his wife, and the story is he went in his room and hung himself, and they did a check on him the next day, and they found out that he had passed away. So our prayers and condolences to his family. You know, I heard he had a daughter, and you know, to everybody affected, man. It was like, they said this guy's like such a good dude and treated everybody so nice and show so much love to everybody. That, you know, if you see the videos of him, you know, it's so eerie, you know, it's so crazy to see. But it don't matter how famous you are, it don't matter how much money, you know, you don't know what people is really dealing with, and you don't even know what their struggles is. So, you know, if you have issues, you have problems, there's people that can help you. There's therapists, there's people you could talk to. There's even apps now. I think there's an app called BetterHelp. You know, where you could talk to people online. Or there's hotlines and stuff. But still, it's like, just know, man, it's you're not the only one with these problems. And you're not the only one that's, you know, feeling these feelings. You're not alone, you know. And you should never have to feel like you need to take your own life, you know. Now this girl done lost her father, you know. His ex-wife, you know, regrets what was going on. You know, all his fans, you know, just so heartbroken with this story. I just wanted to talk about it on the show and just, you know, seemed like such a good dude, man. Such a good dude. And, you know, I know the world is really going to miss him. Jason David Frank, RIP to the Green Ranger. The last story that we're going to talk about, COVID numbers. U.S. is 103,540 new cases, and New York 1,725. U.S. deaths 967 deaths, and 57 in New York. You know, those are a lot of funerals. There's a lot of people passing away. So please, you know, they U.S. is pushing the booster shots. They want everybody to get the boosters and say the boosters is better. They fight the vaccine better. But, you know, Fauci says that it ain't going to be that bad this year in this holiday. So we'll see, especially with everyone vaccinated. We should definitely be in a better situation and the numbers stay low. I want to thank y'all for checking out the show. I want to thank y'all for checking in every week. All my day ones, everybody, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays to everybody. You know, Christmas and New Year's is coming up, so I definitely appreciate all the love and support. Shout out to Miss Diego for, you know, always showing me love. My number one fan, my number one supporter, Miss Diego. If you hear this show, I want to just wish you a very special happy Thanksgiving. And just know I got so much love from your Boricua hermano in New York. You already know I got so much love for you, Mr. KKav. Want to show his love. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody else. Rosa, my sister, wifey, my seed. Everybody, I'm so thankful for all of the good people and a good woman in my life. Happy Thanksgiving, and you know, like I always say, stay up and stay strong, New York. Until next week, don't eat too much too, man. Make sure y'all, you know, take care of yourselves, man. Real talk, be happy, be thankful, man. 1.